The brisk late October weather continues across the Northeast, and this cool air mass has carved quite a path across the eastern half of the nation, diving well down to the south. Highs are only in the 40s and 50s today, as far south as northern Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. You'll have to travel all the way to South Carolina, Georgia, and southern Mississippi and Alabama to find highs above the 60-degree mark on this Friday afternoon. Our temperatures today are mainly in the 40s to around 50 degrees, though a couple of spots have come up a little bit above 50. It is mainly cloudy across the region. We did have some sunny breaks earlier, but they have mainly filled in. We've also had just a few spotty sprinkles and snow showers come through, but by and large, most of the region is dry as we wrap up the work week. The wind has been a bit gusty again today. We've had gusts up over 20 miles per hour, so a little bit of an additional cool feel is added as that wind blows from time to time. The wind will tend to diminish as we work into the night. We'll see a variably to mostly cloudy sky. There's the small chance of a sprinkle or a flurry, mainly north and west of Albany, and temperatures will mainly be in the 20s and low 30s. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see low pressure that will track to our north across southern Canada. We'll tend to see clouds increase through the day. It will be mostly cloudy north and west of Albany, and those clouds will tend to fill in the sky from the capital region on south and east as we go through the day. It is going to turn windy again. The winds will gust out of the south and southwest as we work through the day tomorrow, and temperatures will reach up into the 40s across the north and into the lower 50s from the capital region on south. There is the chance for a couple of showers of rain or snow, mainly north and west of Albany, as we work through the daytime tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday looks to be mainly dry across the region. It will remain, again, on the cool side with temperatures in the 40s to lower 50s, and we could see a couple of more rain or snow showers along the Canadian border as we head back to work on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a sprinkle or flurry, low in the 20s to around 30. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a rain shower, possibly a snow shower in the mountains, breezy, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the chance of a sprinkle or flurry, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, possibly some snow showers in the mountains, breezy, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy with areas of frost and freeze tonight, low 30 to 35, and tomorrow partly sunny and breezy, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, variably cloudy tonight, low 30 to 35, tomorrow variably cloudy and breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, high in the 40s to lower 50s, partly sunny on Monday, chance of a rain or snow shower along the Canadian border, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.